We are going to talk some baseball as the Golden Gopher baseball team now has a schedule on the docket. They will open the season a week from Friday, March the 6th, with a bunch of games to start the schedule at U.S. Bank Stadium, the Viking Stadium. And who better to start than a legacy Gopher? Zach Robbie is with us out of Forest Lake, Minnesota, one of the really good Gophers, a preseason All-American. And Zach, first of all, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
How excited are you? There's finally a schedule out. You've got some dates on a calendar. You know you get to play some baseball this spring.
Yeah, absolutely. When we got the schedule, I mean, we were all pumped. I mean, having the season canceled early was obviously heartbreaking for all of us. So just getting back and hanging out with the guys and being able to play baseball again is awesome.
Yeah, take me back, not to dig up those wounds, but take me back to a year ago when the season was underway. Things were going well. You guys were hoping to roll into Big Ten play, and then all of a sudden the trapdoor falls out. And then everybody kind of goes into lockdown. How hard was that?
Yeah, it was really hard. We were actually on our way to Air Force. We were actually about to load the bus to go to the airport. And all of a sudden we had a team meeting room, and obviously we were following all the schools around the country, you know, canceling games and all that. So we had kind of an idea, but from going to canceling just the series to canceling the season in about a day was very, you know, crazy. I mean, we would have never expected that to happen. So, it was just kind of crazy. And we just had to kind of keep watching and seeing what was going on.
How were you during the pandemic time? And obviously we're still in, you know, there's still a pandemic, but things have opened up a little bit. But there was a time where nobody could really do much. How were you able to, if at all, stay in shape, get some swings in, get the arm going? Were you able to do some of that stuff?
Yeah, so I was kind of lucky that I actually have family friends in Forest Lake, Minnesota. Actually, Matt Wallner, the Wallner family, if you guys know, familiar with that name, he's a draft pick for the Twins. He's got a little pole barn that their family allows me and my dad to hit at. So I was able to swing all over the pandemic and in a safe environment and actually be able to work out as well. So it was really nice to have that available for me.
Very good. And now everybody is ready, rocking and rolling. You guys have been working out indoors, and you've got some facilities to do that now with the batting cage and the new facility, and then the indoor that you can do some things in. So give us a little scouting report. How do the Golden Gophers look as you're getting ready a little more than a week from the start of the season?
Yeah, it's very tough to figure out just because we're always indoors. We actually scrimmaged at U.S. Bank this past weekend, and the guys looked pretty good. The pitchers looked well. The hitters looked in midseason form, in my opinion. So I think that the Gophers are looking really well this start of the season.
What is it like playing at the Viking Stadium? I know you've had a chance to play. I've actually gone and watched a few games there. It's an interesting atmosphere, but the good news is you're playing baseball. When you're in Minnesota, you have to figure out ways to play.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, if you haven't been there, going to U.S. Bank is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, I've watched a couple Vikings games there, and it's actually absolutely beautiful. But being able to play a baseball game in Minnesota when there's snow on the ground outside is truly a blessing, and to have that available to us is a true advantage.
I kind of like, too, for baseball, that the roof is that transparent look, so you get some sunshine, too. It's not like the old Metrodome was fine, obviously, and you're obviously very familiar. I'm sure you've watched many games at the old Metrodome, but, you know, you kind of had that, sterile ceiling and that sterile feel. There is something about having the sunshine in when it's out and playing baseball, even if you're indoors.
Yeah, absolutely, and actually having sunglasses on indoors kind of feels weird at some moments, just kind of like, what's going on here? But, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and certainly an advantage for the Gophers now to be able to get going and not have to travel, much here in the spring. I want to also ask you a little bit about playing at home. Eventually in April, the home calendar will start. I mean, obviously, U.S. Bank Stadium games are home, too, but Siebert Field is where you guys are home. How eager are you to get out, be outside, play on your home campus, maybe have a few fans, at a minimum get your, friends and family able to come and watch?
Yeah, I'm very eager for that. I mean, having not being able to play at Siebert last year was heartbreaking. I mean, that field is absolutely beautiful. And that's our home field. I mean, we want to play there. Having not been able to play there last year and honestly, even only been playing there freshman year, it's kind of weird. I was talking to some of the freshmen and I was like, I've basically played there as much as you guys have just because we weren't able to even play there last year. I'm actually very excited for that.
I want to talk to you, too, a little bit about your background. Obviously, your dad, Brian, was a former Gopher, played in the big leagues, had a great minor league career. He's been a great coach now, both at Forest Lake High School and then on to Bethel. won some conference titles there. What was it like growing up with a dad who was a baseball, certainly a local legend anyway, and how much impact did that have on your development?
Yeah, he had a huge development impact on my development growing up. I mean, having him in my house was a true advantage. I mean, obviously we butt heads sometimes because, you know, I was a little kid thinking I knew everything, and obviously I didn't, and he knew it all. So it was kind of tough at some moments, but we got through. We have a great relationship, and it's a true blessing to have him being able to coach me. And he made me the player I am today. Absolutely.
You mentioned that even during the pandemic, you guys were able to get out to a friend's place to get some swings in. How many batting practice pitches do you suppose over the course of his life he's throwing to you?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know if I could count that high, honestly.
Got to figure a million, right? I mean.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, over the years, he's throwing to Matt. He's throwing to me. He's throwing to all my buddies. He was coaching me when I was growing up, always throwing BP. I can't even imagine how many times he's thrown a ball.
And then you guys had a pretty good success at Forest Lake. Take me through, you know, and I'm sure you're, you know, those are your good buddies that you grew up playing with through youth baseball as well. What was that ride like, you know, getting to state and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously awesome. I mean, I miss those guys every day. I'm still in touch with a lot of them. I mean, the Wallner family, they were one of my best friends, Matt and Luke. I played with both of them. Luke's down at Arkansas Little Rock, really good pitcher as well. Cam Klein's a really good player. He's at Mankato State right now. Yeah, we had a really good team, but more importantly, we had a really good relationship with all the guys. I mean, we really bonded. I grew up playing with them. My dad actually coached that whole team. Believe it or not, I played up a grade with them. And I miss them all the time. And if you haven't been able to go to Schumacher Field, I'm telling you, it's a great place to go and watch a ball game. It's really, really fun place to watch a ball game and experience that.
What has it been like playing as a Gopher, knowing that, you know, your dad was so good? Is there some pressure with that, or are you able to kind of step out of that shadow and create your own identity?
I mean, there's pressure with everything. It's pressure is what you make of it. My dad talks about it to me all the time. It was more of an exciting thing for me. John Anderson's a great component in that. He always said, like, hey, we recruited you because we wanted you here, not because of your dad. My dad talked to me about it all the time. So they were really helpful with me in that aspect to kind of put pressure away from me. But like I said, pressure is what you make of it. I just wanted to get the opportunity to play here and put on that uniform since I was a little kid. So it's just truly a blessing to be here.
Yeah, you've known John Anderson a while now, as you guys all like to call him 14. His 40th year starting this year. How much do you guys have motivation to make year number 40 special for number 14?
Oh, I mean, every chance we get to have a practice or just talk with him is honestly a blessing. I mean, he's a real legend. He's a living legend. And yeah, I mean, we want to make everything the best for him. And I mean, we've been working really hard for him, and we want to bring some more wins under his belt.
He's won more games than anybody in the history of the Big Ten, of course, in baseball, more championships and more games. Do you have a good John Anderson story you can share with us that the viewers might get a kick out of?
Actually, I do. I have a good one of me and him in Seattle. So we were playing in Seattle, and I was struggling. It was my freshman year. I want to say I'd even put a ball in play the whole time I was there. And I came back to the dugout after one of my strikeouts, and I think I struck out twice looking in that game. And he goes, do you think that ball was in? And I said, yeah, I thought it was in. He says, well, if you want to go to umpiring school, then go to umpiring school, but you have the bat in your hand, so swing it. It's one of the whole team. And I mean, everyone kind of like opened their eyes like, holy cow, he's kind of ripping into him. But yeah, it was a good experience for me. I deserved it. Actually, after that, it kind of woke me up a little bit. Started to realize that I need to trust myself a little bit more. But yeah, it was a great story, a great experience with him.
That's a great line too. That's a beauty. Wonder, you have to ask your dad if he ever pulled that out on one of the teammates back then, or if that was new for you. I wonder.
Yeah, we don't know.
Well, that's very good. Well, hey, the season opens March 5th. You guys will take on Indiana at U.S. Bank Stadium a week from Friday, and then the home season. As I look at it here, it looks like the first game will be in April, April the 2nd, home against Michigan State at Siebert Field. So a couple of opportunities at home. There'll be obviously road games in between there. But, man, really exciting. Good to see you, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.